Welcome, everyone, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm Karen Cataline, and it is Friday. It's not just Friday. It's my new favorite day. It's Cash Friday. I've already been out to the store spending money in cash. I just love that because we all have stuff we need to do and we want to do more. And not only do we want to organize and meet our neighbors and share information and all that, but we need stuff we can do on our own because, let's face it, conservatives really are the individualists that we'd like to hold on to. We'd like to hold on to that individualism, hold on to that freedom to make our own choices and do our own thing. It always amazes me because the left used to be those people, and now they're not. Now they're the man. Now they're the people telling everybody else what to do. But it isn't just the left. Somehow, a good many swamp Republicans have joined them, either by staying silent and never talking about the debacle that we are facing, or simply going along thinking that they will be eaten last. I don't think so. I think something rather disturbing is going on. As I was driving home from my Cash Friday shopping stint, and by the way, there's Cash Friday at the Power Mall. I'll tell you about that in just a minute. You can take advantage of the Power Mall shopping, and you can shop and pay in cash. Is that the coolest thing? You can actually shop online and pay in cash. And there's a 10% discount on Cash Friday, but I digress. As I was driving home for my shopping trip, I thought to myself, and I even voice text to myself ideas of things that I want to talk about, things that I want to, quote, spout off about. Who would have thunk that in my lifetime there would be such a concerted and organized effort to, I know this is going to sound crazy to you, but we're living in crazy times, a concerted effort to take over the world with global fascism. That is what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen, and to say otherwise is to fudge. That doesn't mean everybody has to agree with me, but I love that Steven Crowder picture that has gone viral a long time ago. He's sitting outside and has a desk in front of him, and he makes some kind of statement, and then he says, change my mind. And so I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, change my mind. We are watching an organized and concerted effort by a small number of people. We don't know who they all are. I call them the whomevers. Have a concerted effort. They've been working on this possibly for decades. Who knows? It's not always the same people, but it's the same people who think, again, they're going to be last. A lot of times they're not. So let's just call them the whomevers because I don't know who they are. There's a concerted effort. Oh, and make no mistake, communist China is part of this. I don't know how it all fits together exactly, but I know that there is a move, a push, a movement. Call it the Great Reset, call it the COVID fascism, but it's global fascism, ladies and gentlemen. What's happening in Australia that we're watching, horrified that a formerly free country is experiencing what is tantamount to martial law. I wish I could talk about something petty and simple and small. On talk radio, that used to be, the staple. Petty and small things like which side do you put the toilet paper on, over or under. I know talk show hosts who have done 3-hour and 4-hour programs, and it's fun! And I love it, and we ought to do a few light things on Fridays. But we are watching a concerted effort to take over the world with global fascism. Change my mind. And has anyone anywhere voted for global fascism? Did the Australian people vote for it? Did the Canadians vote for it? Did Venezuela really vote for communism, fascism? You name it. You know, this co-opting of giant corporations, which is nothing at all, I guarantee you, that resembles a free market, a competitive, open free market. No, nothing of that sort. I don't think anybody ever votes for global fascism. I don't think so. They never do. They never, ever do. It's always imposed by force onto a population using bullying, intimidation, scapegoating, chaos, crisis, propaganda, and fear. And I'm sure that is not a full list. I didn't have the best education in the world. I went to a government school. Compared to today, I had a stellar government school education because at least they taught civics back then. They don't. Not only do they leave civics out, but they indoctrinate kids into all manner of things that just ain't so. Like, you can choose your own gender. There are 57 genders. That is a direct attack, by the way, on masculinity. Men have been under attack for the longest time. Feminists are often saying women should rule the world, women should run the world. And that's because women, are not as assertive as men by nature. But I digress again. Men of military age, 18 to 30, those are the people that are most under attack. Children are under attack, because they can be molded into the next big communist socialist activists. Actually, they don't even have to be activists. They just have to be slaves, basically. Isn't that amazing? I can't believe I'm even talking this way, but I do, and I must, and I have to. So, with our little time left in this first segment, we have a stellar guest coming up, two of them actually. You can call in if you're listening live, and I ask you, change my mind. Who would have thunk that in my lifetime and yours, there would be a concerted, organized effort to take over the world with global fascism? 844-769-2944. And then the question is, if we didn't vote for it and it's being imposed upon us against our will by erasing our Bill of Rights, erasing our First and Second Amendment, all of our amendments that protect American sovereignty, American free speech, American free markets, American borders, oh my. With not just a welfare state, but a move towards tyranny, authoritarianism. It's a frightening prospect not to be able to leave your children a free America that we grew up in. So change my mind. Am I overstating the problem? I would like to ask you if I am. Am I overstating the problem? And yes, we do zero in on issues like the latest budget vote, which has not yet passed. People are fighting back. Our betters want to spend us into oblivion and then print money to cover it and pay off their buddies. It seems as if they're on a collision course to crash our economy. They're on a collision course to take away our rights, our God-given rights to decide for ourselves what we will and will not do with our own body. It's not accidental, really, that the same people that have been lecturing us about racism, about bigotry, about body autonomy, about never trusting anyone over 30, about doing your own thing, all of those things, this progressive, fascist, communist, globalist left is now guilty of. I don't think that's an accident. I wish it were. It's almost as if they were spiking the football and lecturing all of us to take a phony position of moral superiority so that when they got around to doing the same thing, bigotry against Christians and Jews, bigotry against those who disagree, bigotry and hate towards people who voted for Trump, calling people terrorists and dangerous if they disagree with the leftist orthodoxy. On and on it goes. When they got around to do that, remember a couple years ago when they were warning us about bullying? I'll never forget that. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, they come up with these ideas that are just brought out, and then the media, which could be calling the shots rather than just following the shots of the left, they take that ball and they run with it, man. When the left was on a big kick about bullying in school, they were right there to say this was the new big issue, bullying in school. Now, mind you, the left never recommended self-defense for those that were bullied. They never said, you know what, kids, you got to show them what for, and you can't knuckle under to bullies. No, that gave them even more license to start manipulating and controlling people in school. You may know that Terry McAuliffe got a little bit of pushback when he said he doesn't agree that parents have a right to demand of teachers what is taught to their kids. So let's see. The government owns your kids. The government gets to decide what they will and will not be taught. And Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia, who is running for re-election, is letting you know flat out that he's a government authoritarian. He will decide how your kids are educated. He will decide whether they're taught racism and bigotry in the form of CRT. Unbelievable poppycock. CRT, critical race theory. That's just poppycock, right? And it's an excuse to flat out teach bigotry against white people and Marxism. That's what it's for, is to keep people hating each other. Martin Luther King is rolling over in his grave. If he were here, I quite venture to say, change my mind, ladies and gentlemen, he'd be saying, this is not what I meant. I believed in civil disobedience, peaceful, nonviolent resistance to tyranny. I believed, and I'm going to say it again because it needs saying and it's such a brilliant thing, that people, that kids, that everyone should be judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. And yet, critical race theory, among other things, is what is being taught, that the color of your skin decides who you are. A superficial thing that you can do nothing about is what decides how you will be judged, decides how you will be treated, and decides whether you are found guilty or innocent. This is third world banana republic stuff kids are being taught in school. And Terry McAuliffe, who's running for re-election for governor, wants you to know that the government that's teaching that poison to our kids should have the ultimate decision and responsibility. I just read an article that Biden's many Marxist radicals, one is like the Secretary of Education, also believes that. Now they are letting you know in no uncertain terms, your kids are not your own. Where have we heard that before, ladies and gentlemen? Where have we heard that before? Well, we heard it when we used to be against communist Cuba. And now, when Cubans stood up against their communist dictators, just in time for Americans not to support them. Never thought I'd live to see that day either, when America did not stand with those who love liberty and freedom, those who finally because they were being starved, stood up against communism in Cuba, and America said nothing. How about that? America said nothing. So that is what I'm, what I have on my mind. I don't know what's on yours. So let me first tell you that, we have a listen only line, and that is 631-359-8232. 8232. And if you are, listening on shortwave or any other time, you can listen to the show live online and listen only at that number. So I think that's pretty important. Also, we have some more news that I do want to get to. That was my kind of opening salvo as to what is going on today. Let's move on here, if we can, to some of the news items on this Friday on the Power Hour Radio Show. United Airlines to fire nearly 600 workers, wait for it, for refusing to get the COVID-19 jabs. United Airlines has confirmed that it's going to terminate 593 employees who haven't been vaccinated. Do you think they have a religious exemption? I don't think so. So all of this is 100% unconstitutional, because there, not only is there no religious exemption, but it's bigotry against people who think differently. That's, you know, I mean, we now have political prisoners from January 6th who were in solitary confinement because they attended a peaceful rally and then were led in by police into the people's house. That is why they're in solitary confinement. Why are they in solitary confinement? To teach a lesson to you and me that it is no longer safe to exercise our First Amendment rights, to petition our government for redress, to protest peacefully. No longer, if you disagree with the government, do you have the right to do that. That's the message they're trying to send. And who's marching in lockstep with them? Organizations like United Airlines that are firing people because they refuse to get an experimental vaccine. Now, let's, if we will, compare and contrast that with the next news item, because they're always related. They always are. Democrats voted against COVID testing for illegal immigrants entering the United States. You would think that the same people who are for masking your kids, segregating society by vaccine status, because after all, it's for your own good. We care so much about you. We're going to force you to do as we say, because we know best. You'd think that they'd have the same rules for illegal immigrants who came to this country illegally. And they would at least do a COVID test on them before they release them into the interior of this country. Representative Marionette Miller Meeks introduced legislation on Wednesday that would have required migrants to have a negative COVID-19 test before being released from Customs and Border Protection detention. House Democrats voted against the legislation. You can't make this stuff up, can you? You just can't make stuff up like this. Now, when you juxtapose those two stories, United Airlines is firing workers for not getting a vaccine, but they're using, I would add, commercial airlines. I know one commercial pilot who was pressed into service to bring in illegal aliens, to bring in unvetted Afghanis into this country. None of them were tested for COVID. None of them were tested to see if they're terrorists. They weren't the Afghanis who were helping America fight against the Taliban. No siree. they were Afghanis that we don't know where they came from because the Democrats and others don't want us to know. Yet they're sending them all over this country. Now, I don't mean to be trumping up fear, and I use that word advisedly, but as you watch the things that are being done in the name of it's for your own good, you begin to see that we are indeed living in a matrix where the people who are telling you that this and this and this and this is for your own good have no such intentions for you or me. It seems as if subjugation and collectivism, and now I've gone full circle to the beginning of my monologue, global fascism is where they're taking this country. How do you fight back? Well, one of the things you do is you, I have a t-shirt that says this, the first step, stop complying. Sometimes the price is high for non-compliance, but the price is higher for complying. Everybody has their own situation, and right now people all over this country are being bullied, intimidated, and persecuted for wanting to control what goes in and out of their own body. Remember when the left told us that health foods and organics and drinking bottled water was where we needed to go because commercial food was no good? Did they ever force us to drink bottled water? Did they ever force us to eat organic food? But now, whatever they want to force us to do, they're all for it. They're all for force right now. We've crossed the Rubicon from freedom to force. And when you do that, it's never a pretty picture because then they can do to you anything they want. So we must peacefully not comply with evil and exercise our rights every day. Cash Friday is another one. Pay cash on Friday. And if you want to pay cash on Tuesday and Thursday, do that as well. Well, it looks like I got to run, take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to the great and wonderful, prolific Daniel Greenfield. Love him. Stay tuned, Karen Cataline. It's Friday.
We live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Relieve stress and anxiety and create calmness in your life with Tranquil, available today at thepowermall.com. For a limited time, buy one Tranquil and receive the second one absolutely free. That's right, buy one Tranquil and receive the second absolutely free at thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm Karen Cataline, and it is, and I'll keep reminding you, Cash Friday. If you want to shop at the Power Mall, you'll get 10% discount using cash or other means of not playing the digital payment game. Cash Friday is a wonderful idea. I love it. I think it's something we can all do to maintain some of our privacy. And that's the idea, maintain our privacy. I am delighted to have with us what I think, and yeah, it's my opinion, one of the best, one of the greatest writers writing today, a very talented man, Daniel Greenfield is with us. He is a Shulman Journalism Fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, and his journalistic beat is at frontpagemag.com. He has a blog, which is, I love the name, I'll have to ask you, you know, where that came from, Sultan Kanish, or you can just go to danielgreenfield.org. Everything he writes on, from Islamic terrorism to Argentina to leftist politics in America. Welcome to the Power Hour Radio Show, Daniel Greenfield.
Thank you so much. It's good to be back.
It's always good to have you. How did you come up with the name Sultan Kanish before we go to your first piece here?
Well, originally I'm a Brooklyn boy, and back in the Coney Island days, I did have a fondness for Kanishes.
Potato, meat, or otherwise, right? Well, you're just
so
such
good.
A great, yeah, you're such a great writer, and that's what it says at the top of your page at danielgreenfield.org. I encourage everybody to go there. You have a piece with an intriguing name, Feminism Without Women. What's that mean, and what's the point of this piece? Tell us about it.
You know, after all these years, all these generations of insisting that women are an oppressed group and that feminism is going to save women, feminism is now completely turning on women and abandoning women. We've seen this new lexicon in which there's no pregnant women, there are pregnant people, or women are now becoming birthing people. This is the kind of thing we're seeing from the CDC, from government agencies. But it's also the language that's being used by Miss Magazine, by the various feminist organizations, which are themselves erasing women, even though they were created supposedly to help women.
I'm telling you, and we see that pattern again and again. The left were the proponents. I don't want to get off this question of feminism, but the left were the proponents of free speech. Berkeley and all of that. Now they're the ones putting down free speech. They were the proponents of sexual the Me Too movement was only 2 years ago, and now we have Joe Biden in office. It's astonishing the about-face they've done on absolutely everything. What about, could you speak more about this in terms of, you know, the what do they call it, intersectionality? Now, if you're a feminist, you're really required to believe that men should be in women's bathrooms.
Yes, and believe that men should be in women's bathrooms and that women don't really exist. Well, the left created this whole idea of a multicultural, multi-victim group coalition that would liberate and create a new, better society. In practice, they now use, as you mentioned, intersectionality to divide up every single group. So every single group gets split up into the oppressors and the oppressed. There are the majority group, and women are, you know, women, and there's a minority group, and women who are men who wear dresses, and the men who wear dresses are being oppressed by women because they want to be women, and yet, you know, they're not allowed to use women's bathrooms. As a result, you have women being declared as oppressors, and men in dresses are the new victim group, and this is something they do within every single one of the groups that they've created. When it comes to black people, they insist that black men are now bad, and black women are good, or at least better, and so on and so forth down the road, because it's not enough for them just to create this coalition of groups that all claim to be victims. Within each of those groups, they will find victims and oppressors, and then at some point they will have to split it even further. So some of the men who wear dresses will turn out to be oppressors, others will turn out to be oppressed, and now it's ad infinitum.
Yeah. You know, it reminds me of that movie The Matrix, where they're creating a complete alternate universe that they want to force us into. And I'd like you to say a little more, speak a little more about the fact that all this gender politics that they've been imposing on us, which we laughed at it first because it was so preposterous, is, I think, among the groups that they are attacking, that really are oppressed in the sense that the left is attacking them, trying to confuse and trying to make them hate themselves, are military-aged men, particularly those from 18 to 30. Gee, I wonder why that is. Think about that. And yeah, I mean, tell me what you think about that supposition.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the suicide rates, the suicide numbers, it's largely concentrated among that group.
Right. Right. And as a social worker...
That's the people who are under the most stress.
Exactly. Exactly. As a social worker, when they tell little kids, there is no man and there is no boy and there is no girl. We saw that. Then they are creating the gender dysphoria that they want to create policy in order to address, right? So they're not only creating the problem, they're creating the solution. And the solution is a self-selected, planned idea, if that makes any sense.
Exactly. They create the problem in order to impose their solution. This is how they always do things. They need to keep creating new victim groups. They need to keep creating new minorities. They began doing this with sexual minorities. Now they're pushing the next level. I mean, they tried all the stuff, by the way, in the 70s. It backfired very badly. Most of the boys who were they pushed into raising as girls committed suicide. Suicide rates are still horrifyingly high among the so-called transgender population. I mean, they are creating the gender dysphoria, and they're creating the suicide rates, and they're claiming that the suicide rates are proof that America is transphobic and that we need to promote more transgender, the gender dysphoria. This is classically what the left does.
And some people have called it gaslighting. Others have just called it, I call it crazy making. That, you know, eventually you would think that people who've bought into this cult would stand up and say, hey, wait a minute. And your work is part of that whole plan to make people say, hey, wait a minute. That makes no sense. You were the guys that were teaching us that women were an oppressed group. Now suddenly they're the oppressor group. I just want to share with our listeners a statement that you wrote towards the end of your piece. It's much easier to erase women and human nature from language than to actually change reality. Isn't that something we can hopefully be optimistic about, is that they're not going to change reality, But they are going to confuse an awful lot of people still.
And they're absolutely going to screw up vulnerable people, especially teenagers. Teenage girls are the ones being hardest hit by this ideology. But you can't actually change human nature. I mean, this has been tried before. The French Revolution tried it. The Soviet Union tried all the stuff before they went back to human norms. I mean, you can't actually change human nature. What you can do is you can take that 5-10% of the population that is already vulnerable, that has some psychological issues, that would be the kind to anyway join cults or engage in self-destructive behavior, and you can mess them up even more, and you can claim that this is the new paradigm, which is exactly what they're doing. The worst damage they do is when they are able to get into schools, when they get access to vulnerable teenagers. There they can do damage. If those teenagers survive them, if they get through those years, then they're most likely going to be okay, but these people are going to do a lot of damage along the way, because their whole idea is that whatever is normal is actually abnormal, that normality is a form of oppression, and that they have to overturn all of this and create a radical new system in which everybody is unhappy in order to reveal just how abnormal abnormality is.
It's so true. Before we leave this topic and go to another great piece of yours, there used to be this kind of funky analogy environmentalists were really watermelons. They were red on the inside and green on the outside. You know, it seems as if all of these things, whether it's Black Lives Matter or the new feminism, intersectionality, Me Too movement, you name it, it all seems to support communism, socialism, totalitarianism. Could you speak to that a little bit? Because I don't think what they're complaining about is really where they're going. I think they're going towards where we see everything else going today. Can you make that connection for us, if you agree?
No, absolutely. As my mentor David Horowitz says, the issue is never the issue. The issue is the revolution.
Yep.
The issue that they jump on is never what they actually care about. No leftist system, no communist system actually had fair rights for unions, actually had environmentalism, had feminism, had gay rights, had any of this stuff. What they're doing is they're, first of all, waging class warfare. They're waging identity politics warfare. Their goal is to divide people, turn us against each other. And their secondary goal is to create an emergency in order to seize power. That's classically what environmentalism does. It claims that there is a crisis which threatens all of human life on Earth, which justifies any kind of power grab. And they will be quite open about this. They will say, no, this was the worst emergency since World War II. We need a complete mobilization, a total mobilization of society, by which they mean a complete takeover of society by them. And what is their solution? I mean, what are their actual solutions beyond raising prices on a bunch of things? It's things like carbon credits. It's various measures that move a lot of money and power over to them, that give them regulatory power over literally everything. I mean, the EPA claims power over any pool of standing water that's been there for a few days. If you look at the actual legislation, at their actual regulations, this is the kind of power that they claim. And they're going much further. The whole idea of giving everybody a carbon footprint, that's a social credit system of saying, we're going to measure how much you leave the house, how much you drive. By the way, this is in a new big Biden $3.5 trillion package. They're going to measure how much mileage you drive. They're going to control every single thing you do in order to save the planet.
Yeah, and they're not going to be saving the planet. They're going to be taking down America for global fascism. That's pretty much what they're going to be doing. It's heartbreaking. I mean, I hope everybody who has a faith pray for this country and for good people and liberty. Let's shift gears to some more good news on a piece on one of the great sites on which you are a regular senior writer, frontpagemag.com, with the very quote that I have used many times, David Horowitz's quote, inside every progressive is a totalitarian screaming to get out. And on that front page mag is Daniel Greenfield's great piece, Biden's, quote, evacuation was a Taliban human trafficking scheme. Wow, I suspected it. A lot of people suspected it. Daniel Greenfield wrote about it. Tell us about this this piece.
We have the actual numbers to show it. The Biden administration claims that they got 124,000 people out of Afghanistan. Who are the people they got out of Afghanistan? Who are the people in this huge airlift? Only 5,500 of them were Americans. Only 1,800 of them actually had legitimate visas to enter the United States. We have tens of thousands of these people who were brought already into the United States, about 60,000 of them. We're unclear about who these people are. The Biden's people will actually come out and say, well, we don't really know entirely who these people are. They brought some 50,000 people to the United States. They don't know who they are. So how do these people get on planes at a time when Americans could not get to the airport and people who actually had visas could not get to the airport? You know, what the Biden administration did, they put the Taliban in charge of the checkpoints all the way to the airport. Now, when the Taliban wanted to go into Kabul, they actually contacted the Biden administration. They said, if you want to keep holding on to Kabul while you evacuate Americans, we'll let you do that. We won't go into Kabul. Or we'll go into Kabul and secure the city. You know, guess which door, which option the Biden administration picked. They said, sure, you guys should take over Kabul. We're completely good with that. This is something that actually happened. All the things we were seeing on TV, Americans being assaulted, Americans complaining they could not get to the airport, the Taliban taking over Kabul, all this happened with Biden's permission. The Biden administration signed off on this. So once the Taliban actually controlled the checkpoints to the airport, they got to decide who got through, who did not get through. And the Biden administration supposedly gave the Taliban a list of SIV visa holders, which was a very helpful kill list to give the Taliban information who to take out. But very few of these people actually ever made it to the airport. So we have 1,800 people actually had visas who actually made it out on these planes. The rest of these people were people the Taliban picked to get through. And, you know, guess who the Taliban picked? The Taliban picked people who were their members, their allies, or people who pay them off. And we know that Afghans were paying thousands of dollars to the Taliban to get through their checkpoints. So this is a huge human trafficking operation. The Taliban got to send 50,000 of people that either pay them off or are members of the Taliban or their allies into the United States. Some of these are going to be terrorists. All of them are people who absolutely do not belong in America.
This kind of lawlessness and attack on America is not done without a plan, without an intent. And you just didn't just allude to it. You said they're bringing terrorists into our country, potential terrorists, and they're going to attack us with weapons we paid for that we left them. Now, I'll tell you what it may seem like a small thing, Daniel Greenfield, but it drives me nuts when pundits on our side, you know, not the swinos, the swamp, you know, the swamp Republicans, but pundits on our side call this a massive failure. You've just had the courage to write about the fact that this was a Taliban human trafficking scheme. Do you think this is a failure or an intention to attack America from within?
This is exactly what we've been seeing under Obama, under Biden. It's a continuation of that. You know, let me just backpedal a little. Who was funding the Taliban? We were funding the Taliban. The United States was funding the Taliban. You know, people have the idea that the Taliban makes much of its money from opium. Yes, the Taliban makes some money from drugs, but the vast majority of money was coming from the United States, indirectly, in some cases directly, in other cases, to the Taliban. The Biden administration is continuing to send money in the form of humanitarian aid to the Taliban. This was part of the whole Arab Spring, the thing that Obama created, that the Obama-Biden administration created, to empower Islamists. They're still empowering Islamists. So it's not an accident. It's enemy action.
It is not an accident. I know you're not an attorney. You have all you can do to write and make us aware of these kinds of things with facts. But I think Americans who are in the know, like many, many, many of our listeners, are so frustrated that this stuff is happening in plain view, in full view. And yet we have no way to hold these people accountable, which to what amounts to, I don't know if it's called treason or something else. I don't know the legal term for it, but it's a betrayal of everything our country stands for. This is just as bad as it gets. This is colluding with the enemy to harm American citizens by a president. Not only can he not find the bathroom, but he not very long ago threatened Americans and said, well, you know, we could use nukes on you if we wanted to. That's what we're dealing with today. What do we, you know, how do we deal with this? I know it's a terrible question to ask you, Daniel, but how do we get we can't even get our brains around it. But once we get our brains around it, what do we do?
The bottom line is we've seen this very clearly. The people in power, beginning with Biden, absolutely hate America. You know, the way Biden talks about people who are unvaccinated versus the way he talks about the Taliban, he genuinely hates. He is hateful toward Republicans, toward conservatives, toward more traditional patriotic Americans, yet he's perfectly fine with the Taliban. There's no question as to why they want Afghans, they want the Taliban, they want Islamists from around the world to enter the United States. They want Haitian illegal aliens to enter the United States to displace the basic American population that is already here. But, you know, unfortunately, there is one thing that we really need to be paying attention to, which is that so many Republican governors are perfectly happy to enable this. So many Republican governors, when there was talk of resettling Afghans, said, yeah, sure, absolutely, we should do this. And Republican governors went ahead and signed off on this. And now they're really reluctant to understand that the people who are actually coming in are not allies, they're not translators. We didn't have that many translators in Afghanistan. We didn't have 100,000 translators in Afghanistan. We didn't have that many troops there in quite a while. So the people who are coming in are not friends. They're not allies. They're people who have already assaulted one female soldier at Fort Bliss. They've assaulted numerous girls at Fort McCoy. These are bad people. We should not be resettling them in the United States. Yet so few Republicans are actually willing to stand up for Americans, stand up for their own citizens and say this. We should not be bringing these people here.
Right. And this comes full circle. I got 2 points I got to make. Comes full circle with the reality of whether these same leftists that we were just talking about feminism without women, they're bringing in potential terrorists who are raping women, and yet they don't seem to care. So doesn't that prove that the whole feminist movement, except for the hangers-on, you know, the people on the bandwagon who believe, who are true believers, that they don't care a thing about women, not when it doesn't fit their narrative and their agenda?
They never did. They just pretended to. They tried to organize women, which is what these communist front groups have always done. What they've done is targeted outreach to a particular group, try to organize that group, raise their consciousness, turn them into a fifth column. But in practice, they have never actually remotely cared about these groups. Now, we've seen this with every group that they've organized. Whether it's black people, whether it's any other minority, whether it's gay people. You know, when it comes to black people, we've had over 2,000 extra murders of black people in 2020, which was the great year of Black Lives Matter when they decided to defund the police. Over 2,000 black people were murdered as a result of this. Do you see anybody talking about this? Anybody caring about this? Of course not. They don't care about women. They don't care about black people. They don't care about any of the people they claim to care about. They're just using them and dropping them the moment they don't need them anymore.
Yeah, well, look at the vax and black people. They're covering it up that black people aren't getting vaxxed. They don't, rightfully, they don't trust the government. And there's a lot of other people who are agreeing with them. But they would like everyone to believe. Before I go off on a tangent there, I wanted to get back to what you said about Republican governors are going along with resettling unvetted Afghanis in our cities, in our states. Why do you think they're doing that, Daniel Greenfield?
Because there's a lot of money in it. Refugee resettlement is a huge racket. It is very lucrative. And sometimes you hear about they're dedicating a few billion dollars to this refugee resettlement. They're going to spend billions to resettle Afghans. A lot of this money is going to contractors. Some of these contractors have religious names, like they're pretend to be representing Lutherans or Jews or Catholics. In practice, these are businesses. The people involved in them are making money, and they donate the money to the right people. They buy influence with Democrats, but they buy influence with Republicans. And any Republican governor, any Republican elected official who takes money from these people, who makes a deal with these people, is really undermining the future, the Republican future, the American future of their given state. And we've seen the consequences of this in red states. I mean, we've California is probably the most graphic example of what happens when you have massive calculated demographic change. We're seeing this now actually underway in the South, where they're pushing a lot of this resettlement. They're pushing 1,000 Afghans each for most of the major southern states. And this is part of a plan. This is part of a program. And too many Republican governors are happy to go along with it.
You know, Daniel, how do you, when you're so on top of these issues and they're so outrageous that any good and decent person would be screaming at the top of their lungs or not sleep at night. How do you, this is just a kind of off the cuff questions because you always talk about such important issues. We try. How do you keep a level head? How do you stay level, and how do you keep doing this when you see how outrageous this stuff is and how dangerous it is to the United States of America?
Bottom line is you need focus. I began doing this on September 11th, the original September 11th. I was there in downtown Manhattan. And, you know, you have these events in your life that give you a sense of absolute focus. So you understand what the big picture is. You understand what the principles are. And you can remain committed to them. These days, even before all this, you had the 24-hour cable news cycle. Then you had the internet. You have social media. It's really built on weapons of mass distraction. Their goal is to completely prevent you from maintaining any kind of focus, from jumping on whatever the trend is, from not having any kind of consistent long-term vision. And, you know, this is something that we are very much lacking in our politics, unfortunately. It's something we need, but when you have it, you actually can stay true to yourself.
That is a great place to end. Everyone, go to Sultan Kanish, DanielGreenfield.org. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about ProBiome? Antibiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.